Today on Castle Country Focus, I am talking to Commissioner Casey Hopes, who is Carbon County Commissioner, been there for one full term and is starting his second term, so he's been 5 years on the Carbon County Commission. They've had some problems and struggles to wrestle with, and they're doing their best to bring it together. Thank you, Casey, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
It's great to be with you again, Dylan. I think it's important that we talk to everybody and let them know where we're going and what things we have going on. So this is a great forum for that. Thank you.
I know you've had all the meetings with all the department heads and went through the budget with a fine-tooth comb and made up a lot from various and sundry things, but you were still a little short. What are you looking at now to bring that beast under control?
After having gone through the budgets and looked at all the revenues and the expenses in those, we're looking at what can we do more efficiently. For example, as we have some of our older workforce retire, we're choosing either to combine those or structure them differently so that we're operating with less people or doing more with the same people. For example, out at the fairgrounds, instead of having an event center coordinator, which was another department head, we chose not to rehire that position and then move Frank Gorey from recreation in there. And then he can utilize his staff to help set up for events. And it just helps us to be a little more efficient out there. Also, a lot of the events, the Carbon Rec activities, the sporting events are out there. So it puts them closer to a lot of those events. The softball and the soon-to-be sock and the other events that happen out there.
It just really coordinates and correlates what's going on, doesn't it?
I think so.
That's better. Well, they probably makes it easier to do their job as well as making it less expensive for the county to provide that service.
A little less travel getting from one side of town to the other to put on the activities, balls and the bats, and the equipment is already out there, so it's a little closer to the venues that they will be then operating in.
Now, recently, I saw that there was an announcement with the Department of Motor Vehicle. What's that about?
Well, part of what we're doing is looking at our revenues. Where are our revenues coming from? And it's not just taxation of the citizens, but we also have buildings that we rent out to other governmental entities. The Department of Motor Vehicles approached us and asked us if we had space in our building that we could put the Department of Motor Vehicles. And so we looked at the spaces that we had available and found that Carbon Rec's, where we had put Carbon Rec in the new courthouse or the new administration building, was probably the best fit. We're now remodeling that, and for a couple reasons, as we talked, puts more of those services that the government offers in one place, so you don't have to pay for your licensing at the county courthouse and then drive across town to the DMV to do the other parts of your registration and stuff. It puts us all in one location, so you can handle a lot of your automobile and ATV and boat transactions in one location rather than bouncing all across town to handle them all, you know, to get it all taken care of.
That's a real convenience for the citizens then.
Right. And so with bringing the DMV into that building, they will then pay us rent and offset some of our costs for that building and for taxpayers of our county by providing an additional revenue source.
I want to remind our listeners that they are listening to Casey Hopes, Carbon County Commissioner, here on Castle Country Focus. Is there additional incomes that can be earned?
That's a great question. As a lot of people know, we're building a new 7th District Courthouse. And in the building of that new courthouse, we will then move all of the court functions, or most of the court functions, from that building into the new building. As we do, it will vacate that building. And we've already found one tenant that wants to rent a third of that old 7th District Courthouse. There'll be a little bit of remodeling costs, but then that's additional, because that building's already paid off, that's additional rent to offset, you know, offset some of the costs we have. In good management, we'll have to put some of that away for maintenance and upkeep of the building, but some of that can go directly into offsetting some of our costs.
So that provides net income to the county. Now,
right.
one of the criticisms that I've heard about the new courthouse is that that's an expense to Carbon County. What's the truth of the matter there?
Well, the truth is that I guess in some way it's paid for by taxpayers, but it's not through Carbon County taxes. This is not being paid for through county revenue sources. This is being paid for by the court system itself. It is a state function. It's the Utah State Courts being managed by the Department of Facilities Management. They are doing all the design and the construction. So really all we are is the place that the money is passing through. And in the end, when the building is paid for, we will then continue to collect rent and own the building. It's been a good revenue source for the county having them in the old building once it got paid off. They will make all of the payments. The courts will make all the payments until the building is paid off. That's already in an agreement with them that they will pay for 100% of that building.
What about the maintenance of the building? And
the maintenance of the building will be on the county, but that's also built into the rent, like it was with the old building. If they want a room remodeled, then we adjust the agreement and remodel. And sometimes they're small enough remodels that it doesn't make sense to do that. We just remodel in-house. As we go through those processes each time, we make sure we look out for the interests of the county.
Okay, see, that answers a lot of questions. A new courthouse isn't going to take Carbon County money out of pocket. We have the potential of renting the old courthouse and generating income off of it. Those are some very good answers to some very sticky problems. Thank you for talking with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thanks, Dylan. It's been great to talk about some of the issues facing our county.